After months of bumbling, UC Berkeley administrators axed intercollegiate baseball. Budget and compliance with federal gender equity requirements were the stated reasons. Despite heroic efforts by many of Cal's baseball alumni to find enough money, most of it from their own pockets, it just wasn't enough to keep alive one of the finest traditions in Cal sports. I was on the freshman squad in 1957 when the varsity won the College World Series, so I take this personally, and so should you. The classroom and the lab aren't the only places to get an education. Sports promotes health and well-being, builds character, and fosters lifelong friendships for fans and athletes alike. I know, it did it for me. Cal's baseball program was born in 1892. Orville Overall was the first of 53 Bears to make it to the big show. He was followed by the likes of former Giant Jeff Kent, a five-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger, and the National League's most valuable player in 2000. Sam Chapman, Jackie Jensen, Earl Robinson, Andy Messersmith, and Darren Lewis are others. Cal's legendary coach from 1930 to 1954, Clint Evans, is credited with the idea of a College World Series. It was at the first College World Series in 1947 that a Cal team swept the Yale University squad, including first baseman George H.W. Bush. Cal's conference, the Pac-10, has won far more College World Series than any other conference, but Cal's success on the field has lagged lately, thanks to low budgets and fewer scholarships, but its tradition has never faded. What happens to an athletic program often signals a university's overall health, the soundness of its administration, as well as the color of its bottom line. If Cal has to cut baseball, maybe it's time to take a long, hard look at every aspect of the university's operation. In 1957, after Cal's second World Series win, I never would have believed that I would be writing the team's obituary 54 years later. With a perspective, I'm Joe Epstein.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.